from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, she did exactly what I predicted. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie and lie and lie. Rapid fire lies.
The Affordable Care Act. But I'll get to that, Lindsay. I just need to respond to a previous point that the former president has made. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff. As it relates to the Affordable Care Act, understand, just look at the history.
I'm sorry, I just laughed out loud when I heard she owns a gun. Yeah, okay. Stop with this lying, she says, about I'm going to take everyone's gun. I would never, ever take everyone's gun. There's not even any record of me ever saying that.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons?
Great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
You can be in favor of the Second Amendment and also understand that there is no reason in a civil society that we have assault weapons.
Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
Wow. And she will try that. I mean, I don't know if she'll succeed, but she will try that. She promised to. And she said it on multiple occasions when she was running for office. And that was actually a remarkable clip there because that's the debate. Joe Biden's on the stage with her. And he's saying, dude, you can't go mandate to people turn their guns in. I mean, Joe is saying that, right? I mean, he is no friend to the Second Amendment or to gun owners. He's saying, dude, you can't. There's the Second Amendment. And she's just laughing, saying, I don't care. But that is unfortunately the kind of stuff she got away with last night. It was really frustrating to watch that. And the debate moderators were grotesquely unfair, but you knew that was coming. You know that's coming when Dana Walden, the boss at ABC over the programming, has a 30-year-long friendship with Kamala Harris, has hosted fundraisers for her, and whose spouses are also best friends. In Fox News this morning, in the New York Post this morning, is complaining about how unfair ABC was. Yeah, but, I mean, you knew. You knew what you were walking in. Why'd you agree to it? This has got to stop. This is abusive. We shouldn't agree to these debates. If she's not going to debate on Fox, I'm not debating on ABC. Your best friend and chief fundraiser there. I mean, she's not a chief fundraiser. But this couple has been writing checks to Kamala Harris, get this, since the 1980s, hosting fundraisers for her at their home. And Trump knew it was coming. This is what baffles me. He's at the Hannity Town Hall on Fox News with Sean Hannity. And he's complaining about ABC News network chief Dana Walden and the 30-year-long relationship the Waldens have had with Kamala Harris and her husband. Well, so you knew. You knew. This is from Trump. Her husband's best friend is married to the head of the network, and they're going to get the questions. I've already heard, Trump said. They're going to get the questions in advance. I think, folks, I'm not going to say it. Do you think she had the questions? Well, you walked into the lion's den. You can't be complaining if a lion mauled you. And honestly, to hear them saying last night, hey, we're going to do two more debates. On what network? What network? What network? If it's not Fox News, my answer is no. After that, you can't reward that behavior. It's going to be even more outrageous next time. It is. But there were good parts last night. Trump landed some hits. It's hard to land hits when it sure sounds like your opponent had the questions beforehand. But he did. He did manage to land some hits last night. And that sounded like this.
She has a plan to defund the police. She has a plan to confiscate everybody's gun.
President Trump,
she has
a
plan
to
not allow fracking in Pennsylvania or anywhere else.
Okay,
that's what her plan is until just recently.
So there was a lot of good things there that people would not have otherwise heard. But this was a chance, one of the rare chances we ever get to get to the American people unfiltered and talk to them and tell them what is happening to their country. And I wish we could have let them know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.